A logo emerges from crackling static. HBO. In a packed theater auditorium, Bill struts out on stage. Red curtains drape over black brick walls. Spotlights on stands illuminate the space. A title appears. Bill Maher. Hashtag adulting. Bill speaks into a microphone beside a stool.
Thank you, Miami. Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that. More than I can tell you. Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for putting up with all the protocols that we have to do. But still, that's why I fucking came to Florida, to get away from that shit. Why are we... Okay, all right. What I meant to say is welcome to the show. But honestly, thank you for choosing to live, to come out of your hole and live life. You know, we got to do that. I mean, can we be a little happy? You know, we have a vaccine now. Nobody who has the vaccine dies. Nobody. It's like, can't we just take our victory and go home? I mean, I still see some masks here. I see it all over when I work on the road. People in the crowd with masks, and I know they're vaccinated. I mean, do you keep the condom on after you fuck? No, I'm not. Sir? Enjoy that mask. I'm not making fun of you in particular, but I kind of am. Maybe this is just LA, I still see young people alone walking outside with a mask. I want to fucking punch them and breathe on them. You know what? You're young. You've got the good immune system. It's outside. Play the odds a little bit, you fucking pussies. I mean, we are raising a generation of Howie Mandels. That's what we did. We induced mass hysteria in this guy. I see people in the car. Alone, with the mask, you think you can get it from the radio? I mean...
He wipes his brow.
And look, I have it in perspective. I certainly give no quarter to the nuts who think that, you know, Bill Gates put a tracking device in the vaccine. You know, there are those nuts out there. Right, like we could give a shit about tracking your fat ass to the Piggly Wiggly. But, you know, in general, excuse me, health is still a mystery from beginning to end. What? How is Trump still alive? You know? Dick Cheney has a heart that plugs into the wall. Really? Have you noticed that Trump, unlike every other president, did not age in office? We did. We aged a lot. This guy looks the same. I don't know, you know. Just the psychic relief, right? I mean, Joe isn't perfect, but, you know, just not to have to wake up every day and look at your phone like, oh, fuck, what? Oh, the head of Homeland Security is Ivanka's wedding planner now? You know, that... That kind of shit, priceless is what. It's funny, Fox News always is like, well, Joe Biden, President Biden has a different style. Yeah, like he sides with America. You know, little things like that. Like he's, when there's a war with Russia, he's on our side and not Putin's. Yeesh. Say what you want about Bill Clinton, but for all his faults, he was blown by an American, ladies and gentlemen. An American. It means something to me, and thank you for your service. You know, Trump is not gone. He's just not president now. I mean, I was saying from the very beginning, you know, that I was trying to alarm people. That he's right now behind the scenes trying to fix it so he can do what he couldn't do last time to this next election. I said from the beginning, he was never gonna concede if he lost. Everyone was like, oh, Bill, you smoke too much pot. Well, apparently I smoke just the right amount of pot. I mean, what do you do? Here's the question of the night. What do you do when, like, a lot of the people in the government don't believe in our form of government? You know, most of the Republicans did not condemn January 6th. You know, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, you know, these people who are not stupid. They're Harvard and Yale. And then there's Marjorie Taylor Greene, the star of the Real Housewives of Karen County. This chick is about a mood swing from getting naked in a Target. I mean, how is she not a middle school teacher in Florida who's fucking her students? That's what I... Oh, I love you, Florida. You know, I fucking love Florida. I can't help it. But yeah, I mean, I worry about the ones who are... Not the stupid ones. I worry about the... Ted Cruz, you know, the ambitious ones. He's been running for president since he was 3. Calculating? When he ran in 2016, they once asked him a softball question of all time on the Today Show. They said, what music do you listen to? Now, a human would just tell you. Ted Cruz said, well, before 9/11, I used to listen to classic rock, but after 9/11, it just felt more right to listen to country music. Why? Was the World Trade Center attacked by Three Dog Night? What? It is a sobering thought that the Republican who turned out to have the most responsibility was Mike Pence, right, who did the right thing on January 6th, right? I mean, come on, you gotta... And Mike Pence is now, he's talked a lot about January 6th since then. He says Donald Trump and I will never see eye to eye on that day. But he wants everyone to know he still supports Donald Trump. And he will not let the media use one tragic day to discredit the aspirations of millions of Americans, which was to kill Mike Pence. Yeah, I love this. He also says he wants to stay friends with Trump, but right now it's difficult. Yes. Oh, yeah, I think we've all been there. You want to be friends with a guy, but there's always that awkwardness lingering in the background about the time he tried to have you killed when you wouldn't help him overthrow the government. Am I right? Is that not relatable? Honestly, what do we do about the enablers, you know? Trump didn't get there by himself. A lot of people along the way and still there. The ones at the beginning also. You know, I knew this was gonna go south the first week when he said McCain wasn't a war hero and the Republicans didn't do anything about it. I was like, oh, fuck. And then he kept making fun of McCain even after he died. And McCain's widow, Lindsey Graham, says nothing. Nothing. I mean, how does he turn these people, you know, who used to be kind of normal, Rudy Giuliani? The only vampire attracted to garlic. And, you know, he could go to jail. They raided his apartment, the FBI, one of those no knocks, like, 6 in the morning, he was just getting into his coffin. Don Jr. could go to jail. They're looking into the Trump family finances now. Yeah. And trust me, when he does, Trump will go, I knew him very briefly. He was my son for a short period of time. I have my picture taken with a lot of people. You know, Trump, it was such a, I don't know, deliberately terrible human being. that you could forgive the left for like going a little crazy about him. I did. Went a little crazy and would believe anything bad. Not, you know, and I look back, some of the things, like the thing about he paid two hookers to pee on each other in a hotel room in Moscow. I don't believe that. I believe he did it. I don't believe he paid them. But, you know, Republicans, you got some nerve asking me to come over to the Republican side if you're still in thrall to this fucking asshole. Are you kidding? You know what? I never lose perspective. The Republicans do not believe in the emergency of climate change, and they apparently no longer believe in American democracy. As long as that's where you are, that party is not even savable. Maybe I'm a cockeyed optimist, but I still think the Democrats are savable. I mean, some days they test me. But I don't know, we have to find a way to put this country back together. I mean, Abraham Lincoln said it, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
He makes an explanatory gesture, then adjusts his wide-rimmed glasses.
Of course, he's canceled now, so fuck him. See, that's what I mean. I mean, Lincoln was, they took down the statues in some places, took his name off high schools, including in Illinois. Land of Lincoln. Land of Lincoln canceled Lincoln. Okay, this is my message to liberals. Attention, Whole Food shoppers. When what you're doing sounds like a headline in The Onion, stop doing that, okay? Stop doing that. And
Bill sips from his water bottle.
This bullshit about always revisiting the past and historical people who don't share your current woke mentality. What a cheap way to look enlightened and big yourself up. Fuck you, Abraham Lincoln isn't good enough for you. Let me tell you something. That we even have to question that is, don't even start. But look, every generation is the what were you thinking generation. You know, first time I flew to this city, I smoked on the plane. Really? Who thought that was a good idea, smoking? I'll tell you who, everybody. Everybody was completely fine with it. It's just what we did. You know, I mean, doctors used to do cigarette ads. I'm not kidding. You can look up an old Life magazine. There's a lung surgeon needs steady hands. I swear, you can find that. They used to put heroin in cough medicine and cocaine in soft drinks. That was not a bad idea. We used to, just litter out the car window. Like, whatever was in your hand, just fucking throw it out the window. Nobody thought that was wrong. And then they made the commercial with the crying Indian, and we were like, oh, I didn't know that made Indians cry. I'm sorry. We don't have to throw shit out the window. And we stopped, you know? I mean, my mother drank during her pregnancy, and I came out perfectly normal.
He drops his arms.
Wait, why is that funny? And I must say, on that score, I have seen this a couple of times in a restaurant. A pregnant woman is having dinner, drinking a glass of wine, and some stranger will come over and scold her. Okay, this bullshit has to stop in America. This snitches and bitches country we live in. Mind your own fucking business. Mind your own business. And I bet you the person who's doing the scolding was pro-choice, and I'm pro-choice, but I get the other argument. You know, I don't think a fetus is life, but it's undeniably becoming a life. So what, you're okay with killing it, but not getting it a little drunk?
Bill hangs his head in wry disbelief.
You're okay. So yes, Lincoln said some racist things. So did every white person in 1860. Columbus had slaves. So did everyone in 1492 who could afford it, including people of color in other parts of the world. Yeah, applause for that? What are we applauding there? Slavery, that people of color did it too. I'm glad they were represented, sir. I agree with you. Not an applause break, my friend, but... You know who else had slaves? Everyone in the Bible. Everyone in the Bible. Should we cancel God?
Bill narrows his eyes as he reconsiders, stroking his chin thoughtfully.
I've tried. Really? And that's both testaments. Yes, both testaments, my Christian friends. Both testaments have lots of rules and laws about slavery, and none of them are, don't do it. That never crossed their mind, don't do it. There's a lot of laws like, if a man kills your slave, you may kill his slave. Okay. This is not a defense of slavery. It's just saying, you know, whatever age you live in, you would be the same asshole. Stop flattering yourself that you're Nostradamus and you would have known things were wrong at a time when nobody else thought that. Like if you were living 500 years ago, you'd be like, well, slavery's wrong and gay and trans people should be represented in all of Shakespeare's plays. Shut up. You're not better. You just came later. You're the iPhone 11. I mean, you think if you were around in the 1980s, you wouldn't have worn the skinny ties and the jackets with those huge shoulders in. Of course you would. No, you're a genius. You would. I foresee this will look douchey and... No, we evolve. I thought liberals were the ones who believed in evolution, you know? One guy. Look... it's like when I see these disclaimers in front of old movies. Now, I don't need a disclaimer, okay, to prepare me. If Harrison Ford looks a lot younger and they're using a payphone, trigger warning, they're gonna be doing some shit we don't do anymore, so what? I watched the Beatles documentary and it's at the beginning, strong language and smoking. Smoking, oh my God, thank you for warning me. I have to watch the Beatles smoke in 1969. Get me a Klonopin. Yes, we evolve. I mean, it's in your everyday life. It's in all music, you know, like early rock and roll, 50s. Shitty music, but I never liked it. But it's like all about having sex with underage girls. Really, every song, she's 13, she's 16, you know, she's 14. And then nobody gave a shit. And it was just what people did. Even when I started listening to music in the late 60s, I remember there was young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Yes, way, way, way out of line. And yet, I'm singing about it. No one cares. No one's taking it off the radio. It's just what they thought. 90s rap. It's all bitches and hoes. It has not aged well in the Me Too era. It really hasn't. But that's just where we were. And by the way, I will play whoever I want to play. I'll play R. Kelly right now in the middle of a comedy show. The music didn't rape anybody. Oh. Strange applause breaks here. I just... Because I can keep two thoughts in my head at the same time, you know? Beat It is still a great record, and Michael Jackson was an unconventional babysitter. Let's just leave it at that. also, you know, we're doing things right now, all of us, that future generations are probably not going to look kindly on. A lot of things we do now, murdering animals in the woods for fun, I don't think it's going to look good in the future. Boiling lobsters alive and regarding the Bible as some great font of wisdom to swear on, and royalty, your highness, that bullshit, I don't think is going to look good. Beauty pageants. Get out here in a bikini and answer a question about Syria. Right now. Is that going to look good? You know what I think is not going to look good? This whole idea of let's all be amateur cab drivers. I don't see that aging well. And of course, the one I've been rooting against for the longest time, hoping it would go away, it never goes away, tattoos. Never been a fan. Oh, good. Are some people with me on that? Yeah, I thought it would go away, and it just has gotten worse. It's like a fungus. It's moving up the arm, and now it's on the neck. It's going up into the face. It's the ones in writing, tattoo. Those are the ones that really bug me. I'm always like, really? You couldn't just remember that. I mean, it's five words. It's your life philosophy. Are there people going around, oh boy, if I can only remember what my philosophy of life is, I could get out of this jam, but I just can't. Oh yeah. That's right. Everything happens for a reason. I knew it was something really stupid. But of course, that's only if you have the tattoo in the front somewhere. What about people put the tattoos back? What about that poor guy? He's got to get a stranger to help it. I'm sorry. Could you? Sorry to bother you, but my life philosophy is right above my ass crack. Could you? It would be so helpful if you would just tell me. Only the strong survive. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I will. Oh, I'm sorry. Before you go, my kids' birth dates are under my ball sack. Would you just.
He bends over.
March 12th and December 13th. I knew that. Thank you so much. I mean, you have to write it. I never understood that whole, you know, we do this to remind us thing that people do with a lot of religion, of course, the number one thing that does this. You know, we wear these fuzzy hats in the summer to remind us what? That it's hot? You know, there's a Christian sect called Catholics, I guess, Opus Dei. You know, these people, they wear a spiked metal clamp around their thigh all day, digging into you, so you don't forget about God. He's digging into you. Dig it, don't forget him. For one second, he's digging. There's got to be an easier way, people. I mean, here's my suggestion to religious people. You know what you do? Eat beans. Eat beans at every meal, and let farting be what reminds you of God. You know, it's perfect. Oh, yes, that's right, God. And it's better than the hat or the clamp or these things, because those are, you forget about them because they're always there. This is like an alert. You know, you don't know exactly when it's coming, and you're just forgetting about God, and then, oh, that's right, God. Thank you, ass. But look, I have never been one to make fun of religion. Me? Oh, I think you're confusing me with another comedian, but no, I have made religion a theme of my career, although I would hardly say I'm not an expert in Christianity, I'm not an expert in Islam, I'm not an expert in Judaism, although I try never to pay retail. But I gotta tell you, all these years making fun of religion, I kind of had it wrong. Because I always was asking the question, how can otherwise intelligent people, like, wall off a part of their mind and believe stuff that they must know in the other part of their mind is nonsense. And I didn't get it. Faith, it's not a bug, it's a feature. They like that. The stupider it is, the better, because that proves their faith, and that's what makes them feel good. That's why Americans, you know who they love in the Bible, of all the Bible characters the most? Noah. Americans love them some Noah. Because he's a man of faith. Because he is given an order by God. God says, I'm going to fucking kill everything on this planet. I'm going to drown every last one of you motherfuckers. And Noah does not say, that's a terrible idea. No, Noah's like, I'm on it, boss. Great idea. Let's build a boat. You got it. 40 cubits long. I'm on my way to Home Depot right now, sir. You know, he just... And that's not even the most fucked up part of that Bible story. It's in the Bible. The most fucked up part is after the flood, God talks to Noah again, this time because he feels bad about killing everybody. So God is this orb of perfect energy, this super uber ruler of the universe, but he feels like shit when he fucks up. This is so interesting. And we know he does feel this way because the Bible says this was the moment that God created the rainbow. Before this, no rainbows. God created the rainbow as a gift to Noah, a sympathy present, a kind of a, it's in the Bible. I'm not making this up. He felt bad. He was like, Noah, I feel like I'm such a dick. That was such a dick move. I drowned babies, didn't I? I shouldn't drink. That's what it is. I shouldn't drink. I'm a nice God, and then I turn into this asshole. Anyway, I feel terrible. I got you something. Bring it in, fellas. You're going to love this. I've never seen this before.
He beckons.
Tilt it. There. Is that gorgeous? That's a rainbow. That is a rainbow. It's going to make this place pop. You are going to love this thing. Let me do it. I feel terrible. It makes me feel better. Enjoy. Just don't do anything gay with it.
Bill waves his index finger, then plants his hand on his hip.
Oh, we kid. We kid religion. In a good-naturedly way. No, you know what the scary thing about religion these days is that it's sort of like cross-pollinating with politics. Like, that's what QAnon is, right? Any QAnon people here? You're welcome. Oh, shit. Okay, everyone is welcome at my show. That's one of my big themes. Everyone is welcome, including QAnon people. We do have a little bit of a conspiracy theory problem in this country, and I'll tell you who did not help with that was that guy, Jeffrey Epstein, I think used to live here in this area. You know, because by running a pedophile ring for the world's elite, it just looked bad to the people who thought that maybe the world's elite, you know, were running a pedophile ring. I'm just not saying that's what was going on. It just looked bad. But can you blame Americans, you know, for being turned off to politics? I mean, half the country thinks that the opposition party eats babies, and the other half wants to cancel Dr. Seuss. You know, where do you go? And look, I worry about the Democrats because the shit that they do that pisses off voters strikes a lot closer to home. You know, you heard me. I happen to think the two biggest issues of our time are the environment and democracy. But good. I'm glad I'm not alone. But, you know, I don't have kids. To a lot of people, it's kids and schools. I'll tell you a little story, brought it home to me. I was catching up with this old friend of mine recently, and she has a 7-year-old daughter now. And for some reason, I was telling her about the time when I was 7, and I was sitting in my first grade class, and my father suddenly appeared at the front of the classroom. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is he doing here? What? But he was there to take me out of school to go to my first baseball game. Yeah, I know, it was a great memory. And she said to me, oh, I couldn't do that. I was like, what do you mean? He said, I can't just walk into my school. What? He said, no, you have to call up, make an appointment, talk to the person, provide a reason for your own kid? How about she crawled out of my vagina as a... How about that reason? I mean, there are people in California who want to remove sex completely from the birth certificate. You didn't have a boy. You had a human with a penis. Whether that's a boy is, at best, a maybe. Let's wait until they're 3 and let them decide for themselves. I mean, Mario Lopez was almost canceled for questioning the wisdom of letting 3-year-olds decide their gender. Here's a crazy idea. Maybe we shouldn't let kids make big life decisions while we still have to make choo-choo noises to get the food in their mouth. Democrats, just stop being the party of no common sense. Bernie Sanders came out for the Boston Marathon bomber to have the right to vote. Okay, I can't go with you there. Julian Castro said trans women should have the right to an abortion. Okay, well, they don't have a uterus that's gonna be... Try selling that in the red states. If a man identifies as a woman, we stand with her right not only to imagine that she's pregnant...
He cocks his head, smirking.
...but to abort that imaginary child. Because there's nothing sadder than an unwanted imaginary child. What's that? We lost again? Fuck. I mean, this always comes from a good place with liberals, I think. You know, I mean, I'm sure the world would be a better place if we had a Wiccan on the Supreme Court and...
He surveys the audience and chuckles.
Gay sex Saturdays and universal hot yoga and carbon neutral baby changing stations. I mean, But after a while, people just, you know, you could just saturate them. Every time the Democrats lose an election, they always say, well, we didn't get our message out. No, you did. That's the problem, you did. And the message is, we never stand up to the people who wake up offended and live on Twitter. And And America is not Twitter. They haven't learned that lesson yet. Now, I don't even fuck with Twitter anymore. I mean, why? I could tweet good morning, and the first 10 responses would be, well, I'm sure every morning is good for you with your white privilege.
Bill facepalms.
Okay, I can't. And you know, that is not liberalism. Liberalism is lifting up those who have been forgotten and forsaken. It's not being petty and scolding and virtue signaling. Trust me, folks, I haven't changed. I really haven't. I am still the same pot-smoking, childless, unmarried libertine I always was. I have many flaws, but you cannot accuse me of maturing. Not that there aren't snowflakes on the right also, because there are. Who's a bigger crybaby complainer than Donald Trump? But you know, the drip, drip, drip on your newsfeed of crazy shit, petty, judgy, cancel culture shit does seem to hang more on the left. And people are just tired of this. They're tired of fearing that if they make one mistake in their life, including in their past, it might never be forgiven. And they've come to really hate political correctness. Somebody should have done a show about that years ago. That would have been a great idea. I don't know. Gender may not be binary, but politics is. You know, Democrats could win every election so easily if they would just stick to the meat and potatoes. Just stick to minimum wage, health care, education, environment. You'll really stay out of the bullshit that gets on social media, because that's what people see. Because trust me, the American people don't follow politics that closely. They don't know what the fuck is going on. You're a sophisticated audience. You came to this show. You could have watched fucking Dolphins or something tonight, but you came here. That's not most people. Most people, they have no idea what's in the budget. You know what America spends money on? I'll tell you what America spends money on. Old people and aircraft carriers. That's where the money goes. Now, I'm okay with the old people. First of all, they're old. They paid into it. And that's what a civilized nation does. They take care of the elderly people in their population.
Adjusting his glasses, Bill nods somberly at the audience.
And also, we don't want them living with us. Let's not pat ourselves on the back too much on that one, but honestly, if they would just stick with the meat and potato stuff, and of course, the other one that could get Democrats every election, just legalize pot nationally. Such low-lying political fruits. Because pot, it's one of those issues like guns is for the right. You know, it just gets a lot of people out on that one issue because it's personal. It's not like other issues where it's abstract. Pot, just like guns, it's in your home. You like it. You touch it. You rub it against your penis. No. I didn't mean to say it. Always go too far.
He stifles a laugh.
But really, I mean, if one side in this country has all the guns, and one side has all the pot. You know, liberals, when the Civil War comes, you're gonna get your ass kicked like the white kid at a spelling bee. But this is a big country, very big country with lots of people who don't think like you, no matter how you think, and you can't own them or destroy them, and they're not gonna self-deport, no matter who wins elections. We have to find our way back from not loathing each other. I mean, we have the phenomenon now of political divorces. People getting divorces over their politics are different. Sometimes brothers and sisters stop talking to each other, which makes it very difficult to get laid in the panhandle. Oh, I almost got through that joke.
He pauses to sip a clear drink from a tumbler.
I kid the rednecks.
He slaps himself.
See, bad me, mea culpa. I have been less than respectful in my career. I have used words like redneck and shit kicker and snake handler and mouth breather, flat earther, Bible thumper, Civil War reenactor, rube, cretin, inbred, sling blade, paint chip eater, toothless sister fucker, and children of the corn. I have, and I feel terrible. But, you know, in my defense, sometimes they make it very hard not to do that. I was reading an article recently about the state of Kentucky in 2019 outlawed bestiality. Swear to God. Yes, in 2019, I say they did this. And that wasn't even the scariest part of that article. That was the beginning of paragraph 3, which said, opponents of the bill. Opponents of the bill. People who didn't like a meddling federal government getting in between me and the chicken I might fuck. I said might. I didn't.
Bill shrugs.
And that's the thing, I don't really think that the people of Kentucky are chicken fuckers. But they want the option, you know, that's the thing, they want the option. My freedom, America, they love their freedom. That's what Florida's got going for it, right? You feel, it's a freer feeling here, you know? It is. It's a lot of fucked up shit here, too, but, you know, it's free. And I know a lot of you think DeSantis is going to be the Republican nominee for president. Well, I'm... No, because Trump treats him like a son. But trust me, if he runs against Trump, Trump will treat him like a daughter and try to fuck him, really. Oh, gentle good humor. That's all we do here. Look, I have never been one of those, I must tell you, one of those, this is the greatest country in the world, people. Is it? I don't know. I haven't lived everywhere else. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It's the greatest one for me. Shouldn't that be enough? It's so childish. I live in the greatest country. I always think of that like now, like when I'm on the road, because I'm in a hotel and I want fresh air and I can never get it because the windows don't open. Because we live in the greatest country in the world, but if we don't seal the windows shut, the people will jump out. So that's where we are in Greatlandia. Yeah, I mean... Joe has not exactly stuck the landing on everything, but you know what? If it wasn't for him, Trump would be president. So I don't care if he farts in front of the Queen or dozes off at a climate conference. Yes, there's gonna be some senior moments. Just get over it, you know? He's gonna show up somewhere without pants on at some point or drive the motorcade through a farmer's market. I don't know, but... You know, we only get two choices in this country. And you know, we wouldn't even have him if the African-American community in South Carolina hadn't saved the ass of the Democrats and made sure that he got the nomination. You know, Biden's campaign, the whole thing almost didn't happen because the second he announced, do you remember this? A woman came forward, had to tell us a story about the time he kissed the back of her head. Kissed the back of her head. Yes, that well-known erogenous zone. I tell you, whenever I'm feeling really freaky, I go right for the back of the head. Some guys like their balls tickled. Some guys like the ass. No, I'm the back of the head. Just give me the back of the head. I mean, really, do you remember this? We had to live through this whole scandal. You know what happened? It was a fundraiser. He was the vice president. He showed up to help somebody, the woman who was introducing him. He was just trying to show some support. Smell the Bengay. It's just, she was waiting in the wings and he came up behind her. You're gonna do great, honey. That's it. I mean, here, let me recite to you. These are her exact words, because she wrote a blog about it 5 years later. She said, I felt two hands on my shoulders and froze. Okay, you're autistic then. That's all like, that's an autistic person. Why is the vice president touching me? I don't know, because he's human. Sometimes humans do that. I don't think we need to run and get the rape kit just yet, you know? He kissed the back of my head. My brain couldn't process what was happening. Really? Your brain couldn't process that? Like string theory or wormholes? I was embarrassed, shocked, confused. Okay, then the outside world is not for you. I'm not trying to be mean. Don't get it twisted. This is not a critique of women. This is a defense, because I don't think most women are like this. I don't think this is the reputation they want or deserve. You know, I think they're made of sterner stuff. Bernie Sanders had the exact same thing happen to him. As soon as he announced, his campaign was almost derailed because a woman came forward to talk about the time on the campaign when she was asked to spend a night once with three male members of the campaign. Okay, it's a campaign. It's a revolution. It's a shoestring budget. Not everybody gets a suite at the Ritz. This is what she said, literally, word for word. She said, I was shaking with fear. Literally, I remember thinking to myself, what am I going to do? Go to sleep. Literally, go to sleep. I mean, they're three nerds on the Bernie Sanders campaign. They're not escaped convicts. If you came out of the bathroom with just a bra and panties on, they'd probably shit their pants. I mean, who raised these jellyfish? This cannot be the image women want or deserve. You know, I mean, yes, it's great we had a reckoning, but some stuff women, I'm sure, and I know most women can't, just handle yourself. If an old man comes up behind you, instead of waiting 5 years and writing a blog, how about just turning around? Excuse me, Mr. Vice President, I'm sorry, I have to make a speech. I'm getting my head together. You can kiss the back of my head later. You know. Right? I mean, what was he gonna insist? No, bitch. You're getting back of the head kiss, whether you like it or not. You're gonna take it, take all of it. I know you love it. It's ridiculous. And also the salient point about this scandal is that Joe Biden was not trying to get laid doing this, right? Andrew Cuomo was trying to get laid. Badly, by the way. I mean, one of his big ploys was he would have his pretty assistants come up to the governor's mansion at night to show him how to do something on his phone. Yeah, because there's nothing hotter than an old guy who can't work his phone. That is kryptonite for the pussy, let me tell you. Just the panties are wet before they get out of the car, just thinking about that. Man, we have got to teach game in America. I mean, seriously. I mean, aside from the horrors that women are put through, I'm always thinking, what man thinks this shit is gonna work? One of the first Me Too casualties, well-deserved, I might add, was this journalist, Mark Halpern, remember him? And you know, his MO, as always with these cases, you know, like many women come forward, it's always the same story, in the same thing. A guy has a thing. And his was to, like, at the office, corner you somewhere and just rub his boner against you. When has this ever worked, is my question. Has there ever been a woman who was like, you know, I wasn't ever really that into Bob, but then he did that thing that dogs do to throw pillows, and I just melted. No, we have got to teach game in this country, because anytime men can't get women, priests, Taliban, incels in this country. You know what incels are? Yeah, it's a whole movement. It stands for involuntarily celibate. Yeah, I used to be an incel. We just didn't have a name for it. I didn't want to fucking talk about it with anyone. The last thing I wanted to do is join a group of other fucking losers who couldn't get laid. I was trying to make friends with guys who could get laid. Maybe get a leftover or something, you know? That was not my strategy when I couldn't get laid. My strategy was to masturbate and plot. That was my strategy. Masturbating and plotting. And I came up with this. No. I do this for the love of comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Comedy. But you do realize that all the Me Too stuff is weaponized against one side, you know, because the Republicans don't care. Look at all the many, many, many dozens of women Trump abused. They never cared. The Hollywood Access tape, they didn't care. They ran a fucking child molester in Alabama. They don't care. Democrats, we got rid of Al Franken, right? Bill Clinton, not allowed to make a speech anymore. Elliot Spitzer, I thought was a really good progressive governor of New York. He had to go away because he had a hooker scandal. And you know, when a politician gets blown by a hooker, it takes a job away from a lobbyist. So that cannot happen. But really, you look at the Me Too cases, it's always a lot of left stuff, you know, a lot of ballet. People got me, conductors, you know, opera. I'm always like, really? Meatpacking has a perfect record? You know, nothing ever happened at a truck stop? Fracking is filled with nothing but perfect feminists? I mean, NPR, and fired 8 people. NPR is the seat of predation in America? One of them was Garrison Keillor. You know Garrison Keillor? I'm no dog in this fight. He'd never been on my show. I've never heard his show, because I don't own a candle shop in Vermont. Which always struck me as some corny shit, but I got it that he was, you know, like, iconic, because they not only fired him, they scrubbed the archives. Couldn't even hear his old shit. I'm like, what did this motherfucker do? Reading the story, and it's very, you know, and he was bullying around the office. Well, that's vague, you know. And on one occasion, I thought, okay, here it is. On one occasion, the dick came out at the Christmas party, you know, or whatever. No. And on one occasion, he posted an off-color limerick on the doorway of his bookshop. Really? We're getting people for limericks now? See, this is the problem when you start lumping. No lumping. The really bad people with, like, some people just had a bad date. Aziz Ansari had to go to woke jail for 2 years. He just had a bad date. It's a one-sided story. We only ever heard her side. Even by her side, nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. I'm sorry you had a bad time on a date with a guy who was trying to get into your pants. That's life. You ever hear the phrase, you have to kiss a lot of frogs? Well, you chose to kiss this one, and by the way, you chose to let him eat your pussy by your account. It's true, it's in the account. I mean, you don't like a date? Leave. That's why restaurants have bathrooms with windows. But no, she finishes dinner at the restaurant, goes back to his apartment, I assume voluntarily. He's 5'4". I don't think he dragged her. Has him eat her pussy and then is miffed because he expected intercourse, which I don't think is an unreasonable expectation. I don't. It's like if you're at a dinner party and they serve a salad course. Am I crazy to think some chicken or fish is gonna come out of that kitchen at some point? I don't think so.
He rubs his chin for a moment, laughing to himself.
Yeah. She was pissed off because she said he missed the signals. Oh, yes, honey, it's so hard to hear the signals with my head between your thighs. You know, I'm sorry, my ear is pressed up against you. And look, I'm not slut-shaming here. I don't even think there should be such a word as slut at all. Thank you, slut. I used to see the sluts are always in the back at comedy shows. Music, they're right up front. We have to do something about that, but... No, a slut is someone who's having more sex than you are. That's the definition of a slut. So I'm not slut-shaming her, but come on, honey, you did let a guy you knew for 3 hours put his tongue in your cooch. So maybe stickler for the rules isn't your best persona. I mean, I just wonder, who are these perfect people that we have in America now? So many perfect people who never make a mistake, never do anything wrong, get to judge your date. I don't like the date you were on. Who gives a shit what you like? You know, I mean, he did nothing wrong, nothing coercive, nothing immoral, nothing different than the way people have always fumbled toward getting laid. It's not an exact science. That's why I'm always jealous of gay men. You know, they don't have to talk anybody into it. You know, they just... I like it, you like it, let's do it. We don't even have to leave the bar.
He fits his microphone back on its stand.
Now, all my life I've heard this term, a sure thing. I'm here to tell you folks, there is no such thing as a sure thing, and I can prove it. I was once with a woman some years ago, and I was fully naked and fully erect. Good night, legend.
He pretends to leave.
I thought I'd leave on a high note, but I was fully naked, fully erect. She was fully naked and fully erect. I'm telling you, this shit was hot. And I was, you know, just about.
He mimes approaching penetration.
It was like one of those space movies, you know, where you... you know, they're playing the classical music and it's about to dock. And then at the last second, she changed her mind and I had to take my balls and go home. And that's when I learned, dating is like the movie industry. I'll believe it when it's in the can. But... but, you know, that's life. You know, probably the most awkward, difficult transition any two humans can ever make is, I like you, you like me, but I've never been actually inside you. I'm asking now if I could be inside you. So like when you come to somebody's door and they're like, can I come in? And they're like, let's just talk right here, shall we? In fact, I'm gonna come out on the porch, if you don't mind. I mean, if you don't think it's hard to cross at least the heterosexual divide, let me tell you this. I've never, never met a woman who I've known for any amount of time who didn't have some version of a story where they were introduced to a guy, met him online, across the room at a bar, whatever, and they were like, oh, he's cute, he doesn't seem like a psycho, they thought something good might happen, and then they all have some version of, and then he opened his mouth, and I lost interest. Every woman has that story. And no men.
He shakes his head.
No men. Men do not have that story. I was the worst when I was young. I mean, a woman could say anything. She could say, I'm a Nazi. And I'd be like, so were you always interested in Germany, or was it more of a political? So look, we've come a long way. Not so much men, but, you know, we're trying, you know. I mean, 100 years ago, men didn't even think women had sexual feelings. Now we know they actually have better ones. The clitoris has over 8,000 nerve endings. It's almost as sensitive as millennials. I love my millennials. They got me through the pandemic when the kids my age wouldn't go out to play. I don't know why boomers and millennials, why are we always feuding? They're always like, you ruined the world. What the fuck are you talking about? Ruined the world. Take it. You're over 40 now, the oldest of you. You've had 5 elections to vote in. Take the world. No one's just gonna give it to you. That's the problem. You grew up stealing music, and now you think everything should be free. Take it. And Gen Z are even worse. But I'm not gonna say anything. I may need their blood. No, I love the kids today, I do. But, you know, they just seem to be locked into childhood as a way of life. You know, they even have a word for when they do something that isn't childish, adulting. Have you seen this? Hashtag adulting. I scrambled an egg today, adulting. I made a dental appointment, adulting. I wiped my own ass. I guess I'm turning into my dad. I mean, they talk a lot about fragility now in this. Fragility? It's with the young, I think. Last time I went to use Uber, screen came up and said, would you like conversation with the driver? Oh, I don't know. Let's just fucking wing it today, shall we? Let's just go nuts and see what happens. Really? We have to plan for that? And I have to be raided? I don't want to be raided by a fucking cab driver. And I don't want to waste a nanosecond raiding him. I don't care what happens after I get out of your car. You can kill the next passenger. That's fine with me. It's none of my business. But, you know, I may need Uber. So I don't want a bad rating. So I wind up talking to the guy. And he doesn't want a bad rating, so he talks to me. He probably don't want to talk to me either. So we're both putting on this kabuki dance for each other. And I feel like this is such an epitome of what modern life is. People faking their life. Faking, what is Instagram but faking your life? Everyone's always getting blown under a palm tree or drinking Mai Tais at sunset. No one's ever duct taping the side view mirror back onto their 88 Tercel, you know, just YOLO.
He strikes a pose while fixing an imaginary side mirror, then straightens up.
Virtual is worse, okay? Can we just put it out there? Virtual, worse than real. Real and actual is better than virtual and face. That's why you kids have so much anxiety. You know, Jesus Christ, just let it go. Live your life, enjoy it. It goes fast. Trust me, it goes fast. I'm 66. Of course, I look fucking amazing, so. No, I'm fucking kidding with you. Believe me, I know what I look like. When people say, you look great, I always say, yes, the unspoken part is always, for your age. You look great, for your age. Because really, if I was 30 and I walked in here like this, you'd be like, oh my God, were you in a fire? Really, when you're 66, you're dying in the mirror every day. Every day I'm like, fuck Corona, do something about that. But, you know, I mean, I think the secret to aging, I hope, is you have to throttle back on what you used to be able to do and how much you could punish your body. You just can't keep doing it at the rate you used to do it. I think I've done that pretty well. Please, Jesus. You know, when I need them. But I think I have. You know, I used to smoke cigarettes. That was stupid, but I stopped. I used to drink Irishly, shall we say. Stop doing that. I stopped eating pot. Something, you know, I mean, because I had a bad experience. I had two bad experiences. And look, you know me, I love pot. I have seeds in my urine. But I have had two bad experiences. One, this was about, I don't know, 12 years ago, something like that. I was here, well, not exactly here, but on stage doing this. And I was too high. I mean, I saved my high for you. Because I love you. But I do. But I don't know. Someone spiked my dope that night. Something, I don't know. But I was too high on stage. It was a nightmare. That first half hour of that show, I got through it, but I was just hanging on by a thread. I knew I was in trouble at one point when I said Obama and then thought, is that his name? Obama. Obama? Obama. Oh, that doesn't sound right.
He hunches forward with laughter, covering his mouth with his fingertips.
The other time was even worse. It was about 20 years ago, and oh my God, this is before dispensaries, you know, so you didn't know how much pot if you were eating it because you ate it in a brownie or a cookie. You didn't know what they put into it, how much of it. Oh my God, I was home, it was a Saturday, I had a lot of work to do. I thought, okay, I'm gonna get a lot of work done today. I had this shit called ephedra. You know what this, it was legal. They sold it in the health food store, it was speed. It was some nut from Brazil, and this nut from New Jersey took it. And I thought, okay, I'll take the ephedra for energy, I'll take the brownie for creativity, oh fuck, about a half hour into this, I was like, oh my God. this is going to be the worst. And it was the worst night of my life. I mean, I was frozen sitting at my desk. My heart was beating a trillion times a minute. I thought if I moved, I would die. At one point, I thought maybe I did die and this is what hell was like. I had no idea what reality was. So finally, or after 10 seconds, it could have been 10 seconds, honestly. But I finally, the phone was right there. I couldn't move to get to it. I finally pick up the phone and called someone to help me. The second I put the phone down, I didn't know whether I had actually done that or just thought I had done that. So I called somebody else. An hour later, there were like 20 people in my living room. Women I had worked so hard to keep apart met each other on that night. I'm so glad we met each other on this night. You were an amazing audience. Love you, Miami. I want to thank HBO, who saw something in me in 1989 when they gave me my first special, and this is the 12th one we've done together. Thank you so much.
Credits. Performed and written by Bill Maher. Executive producers Bill Maher, Mark Gervitz, John Irwin. Directed by Ryan Polito. More credits roll. Bill places the microphone on its stand and leaves, waving to his fans. Filmed at the Fillmore, Miami Beach, Florida. Logos. Bill Maher Productions. Irwin Entertainment. A presentation of Home Box Office.